This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, just started listening to you guys, and I'm a fan. I listened to the Amityville stuff, and I was very interested in that and The Conjuring, and that kind of got me hooked. My whole family, like my three half-brothers and my mom, we've all had multiple things happen. I mean, just all across our lives. If you believe in the orb phenomenon, there's like some stuff of that. I have some photos. I don't know where at, or I would like scan them and send them to you. But there's like orb photos everywhere, and I don't know if you believe in that. But anyways, off topic, I do have a bunch of stories. If necessary, I'll just call back if this has an auto hang-up thing. But one night I was sitting at home, and it was late, 3 a.m., and this is, a lot of this stuff happens around 3 a.m. with me anyways, not other members of the family. But I was sitting there, and it was dark. I always played games in the dark, and I had TV glow. Well, the way my room was situated, the kitchen was right next to it, and there was a heavy door, and you could see under it. So because of the kitchen light that we would leave on, it would push anybody's shadow under the door, so you could tell someone was there. Well, late night, I was just about to probably head off to bed, and it was late, and it was summertime, so I didn't have any school or anything during that time period, and I just... Everything feels still, like something feels off, and then I see shadows under the door frame, like foot shadows, and I can already tell they're off because they're so skinny. They're very small, they're childlike. Well, then I heard running, like barefoot steps, and no one in the house besides me runs around barefoot because, my mom's an older woman, and she gets cold easily, and she keeps her feet warm. Well, and then I heard a little girl giggling, and I saw the shadow running around my door, then it stopped. And that's a little thing, but a lot of crap happened in that old house, sorry. And, like, a bunch of stuff. I had a bunch of night terrors there, too, and I've had one recently, but anyways. Another one is I've had a full-body apparition experience. I was sitting at a computer late at night in the dark, and I, had the glow of the screen as my light. I could see pretty well. And I turn around, and I'm stretching. You're sitting there for a while. You got to stretch out. And I turn around, and right dead set behind me in the door frame of my mother's room, because I'm sitting in the computer room, is a full-body apparition. Long black hair, white dress. Everything freezes. I don't know if it was one of those moments of like pure terror or like fear, because like holy crap, what the hell? Excuse me. What is that? And I finally managed to blink, and it's gone. The doorway is blank. There's nothing there. And I just gotta silently freak out for a while. Another thing, and this is probably the last thing I'll leave on, and I'll just call back with these other stories some other time, is I was sitting in my room in this old house, and all of this happened in this last house we were in, and I just sat down, and it was like the middle of the day, and it was like 8 p.m., well, not middle of the day, it was 8 p.m., and it was raining, as was that whole summer, pretty much. And I just get this very strange urge to pause my game. Well, after that happened, my closet door, that I always kind of keep cracked because if I don't, it makes strange noises, it burst open. I hear this most horrible, shrill, horrible scream I've ever heard in my life. And thumps, and then just thumping footsteps out through my door, which was open at the time, and through into the kitchen and out the back door, and I could feel the footsteps all the way until it had gotten onto the ground out our back porch. And our out back porch leads to forested fields and stuff, not civilization back in that old house. So, I don't know. Well, I Sorry if my language is a little coarse or whatever, what have you. Well, I hope you guys enjoy this, even if you don't play it. And I will definitely listen to you guys later. So, thanks.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.